Welcome everybody to the East Coast Audio. Black Snow and Chet Lemon. Black Lemon and Chet Snow.
East Coast Audio here with an Impact Recap. I'm Travis Bryan, actually, and I'm here with Bardre Purnell, and we are here to bring you the January 29, 2009 edition of TNA Impact on Spike Television. What's happening, Dre? What's happening, Dre Lemon?
What's up, everybody? What's going on, Black? What's the deal?
Right?
Shit, no. Black Lemons.
So, Impact.
Good stuff.
Huh?
I said good stuff, I said, for a change.
Yeah. I mean, actually, you know, some fun stuff that was meant to be funny.
Something that was meant to be funny was actually funny. Yeah, that's exactly sums it up.
So, definite hit. Maybe Bookover did a little bit with that voice. You know, he would break out of it, you know, every now and then. But when he would really get rolling, you know, it got kind of annoying. But that might have been the point.
The one thing about the night that I could say about Booker that annoyed me, well, not annoyed me, but I could say was wrong, because he was classic tonight. When he was doing the announcing, he was on such a roll that it was hard for Lemon to get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, Chet Lemon he was limited to one-liners that weren't very creative, you know, a lot of blatant sexual, you know, jokes. And, you know, things just pretty much that. I mean, I guess they were funny, you know, like, you know, kind of like in the heard that a million times before kind of way. But yeah, you know, his timing was fine, and, you know, it was probably his lines. He seems like a guy that would really want to have to be able to do that himself, or at least control a lot of it.
I think they all had it. I don't think nobody on this show got anything written for them, really.
Scott Steiner was probably the absolute worst. And their censorship practices, I'm really seriously contemplating emailing Spike or something and asking them, or TNA, what are the censor guidelines, I guess?
I don't think they're
as what can be said and what can't be said
And it's really stupid. I really think especially the way it went to tonight, it seems like you can use a word, but not, it depends on the context that you use it, and that's when they bleep it.
No, it's not even that. Really? No.
Yes, remember when Scott Steiner said at the when he did the knockout match, the Count Garage versus
right.
ODB.
He was like, it's four bitches versus one, and they blanked that out.
But why would they blank out one dirty bitch though? Why wouldn't they blank that?
I don't know.
So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, maybe
that's her name.
I mean, what else reason could you come up with? I mean, give me another reason
when when she said her name before.
Yeah, but bitch is bitch.
Out.
Bitch is bitch, right?
Right. Either way, whatever. There's no way you're going to convince me that they are actually consistent and there's some kind of method to this clear madness. I mean, you can't literally go from 1 second being able to say ass, and then literally
my point,
10 minutes
I don't understand.
Later,
that's a confusing
blanked
with
out.
Me.
Like, you know,
that's
or a video package. A video package will air, and in the video package, something might be said. But then on supposed live on air, when somebody's cutting a promo in the ring, they get something blanked out. Or vice versa, or whatever, and it's just... It's distracting because it's so obvious. But anyway, what did you think of the show? I mean, we started getting into it.
Like I said, well, the first hour and 10 minutes were the most entertaining. But then, you know, then again, yeah, the first hour and 10 minutes was very entertaining. I liked that the most. I didn't like the second half too much. The main event wasn't that bad to me, as bad as I thought it would be. I actually didn't mind it at all. I actually borderline liked it. With those two factors, you know, there was a lot of wrestling in this, and a couple matches that were horrible. And just, matter of fact, all the rest of the matches besides the main event, in my opinion, I could have done without.
But Steiner Abyss match, I mean, it wasn't good.
Steiner Abyss was terrible.
It was that really corny spot.
Yeah. It wasn't good on a show with all terrible matches. And last but not least, Chet and Black saved the show for me. If they was on the show the whole night, or if it was an angle like that, this show probably would have got a strong B. But
I'm actually glad they didn't do the whole show, because I thought they got out of there right in time. Because when it goes, it's not. But I thought they got out of there in time. Even if they peaked, I mean, get out of there while you're. So we remember it so strongly, because it was, none of it was ever like bad. You know, they stayed on there for 20 more minutes, 30 more minutes. You know, it was just a chance of, you know, kind of bringing the whole thing down.